The 9/11 attack, why did it happen?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the evangelistic booklet, Why Is There Death and Suffering?
Even though some time has passed since the 9/11 terrorist attacks, people are still asking, why does God allow such death and suffering? And you know, I think one reason so many people, including Christians, have a hard time answering this question is they don't fully accept the book of Genesis. They think that death has been around for millions of years before Adam sinned. But let me explain. The Bible gives us the true history of death. You see, God originally created a perfect world just a few thousand years ago when there was no violence or pain. But this world, one without sin, was ruined by the rebellion of the first man, Adam. His sin brought an enemy into the world. It's called death. The Bible also makes it clear that all of us sin, not just Adam, and death's a penalty for our sin. God will hold terrorists responsible for their sins, but he holds us responsible for ours. You see, God's word gives us the answer for this sad history of death. It's the good news about Jesus Christ who died to conquer death.
Within hours of the 9/11 tragedy, Ken Ham wrote a commentary on why God allows such horrible things to happen. This web article eventually became a booklet, and as we close out this week, we'd like to send 10 of them to you for your donation of any size. Get Ken's booklets by calling toll-free 888-89-ANSWERS or on the web at answersoffer.org.